Chronic hepatitis B or CHB is common in Indigenous communities in northern Australia, but a team of medical researchers working alongside Indigenous health professionals are confident that cases of CHB will drop in the next 5 years. Dr. Jane Davies from the Menzies School of Medical Research has spent the last 8 years developing and trialling a new approach that combines mobile technology and on-country care. She told The Wise Jared McLaughlin that CHB has been present in the NT for thousands of years and has affected many communities.
We now have a really good vaccine for hepatitis B. So in the Northern Territory, since 1988, all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have had their vaccine for hepatitis B around the time of birth. But for people who were born before that time, there is still a big group of people who have very high rates of chronic hepatitis B, and those are the people that we're worried about, and those are the people that we want to address their hepatitis B holistically with this project.
Tell me more about the pilot model that you trialled, which you and your researchers have described as a one-stop liver shop.
So we've trialled a couple of things. The one-stop liver shop is one of those. And that's because you really need to provide a holistic approach to addressing hepatitis B. And obviously the logistics of people getting to tertiary hospitals in the Northern Territory are really challenging. So we now go out to the community, and we take with us an ultrasonographer, a portable ultrasound machine, a portable fibre scan, which we can use out in the community. We take the doctors and the nurses from the hospital to the community. And then in the community, we have an Aboriginal health practitioner in the pilot site that is Sarah Bukalachby. We have the Hep B Story app, which we use in language for this specific community. And we use that both on the days of the clinic, but Sarah also uses that, you know, at other times during the when people are being reviewed, when they're getting their bloods, at other times that they might present to the clinic.
Why is it important to highlight Indigenous health issues and to work with remote communities in regards to their health and well-being?
Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are disproportionately affected by hepatitis B. If you look at Australia as a whole, the level of hepatitis B infection in Australia as a whole is around 1%, whereas in the Aboriginal communities in the Northern Territory, it can range from around 3% up to as high as 12%, depending on where you are. So Aboriginal people here in the Territory are definitely disproportionately affected, and so require, you know, a special effort in order to make sure that everybody is receiving the holistic care that they need.
What have the results and outcomes been so far in regards to the trial?
So far, we've done this pilot study in one community, and we have had really good results in terms of numbers of people engaged in care, numbers of people receiving treatment, and numbers of people who are on treatment having a fully suppressed viral load, which is our marker of successful treatment. So the results are really good, and the program has been very well received. We've also done a second pilot with the government primary healthcare clinics, which has run slightly differently, and that has been making sure that everybody who is registered with a government healthcare provider has their hepatitis B status documented on their electronic health record. Mm-hmm. And if they are not immune to hepatitis B, that we put a recall in to get them vaccinated so that they are protected. And if they are infected with hepatitis B, that we make sure they are on an appropriate care plan.
Dr. Jane Davies from the Menzies School of Medical Research speaking to The Wire's Jared McLaughlin.